no jail for that. Stay persistent and strong, a success motto that. But if your heart don't clean, guaranteed you will flap. Next sleep or mark dead, how humble is that? Make a step to your goal and the first step that chop. Pray for them, pray for them, pray for the bad mind. Leave with them, come with. Pray for them, pray for them, pray for the bad mind. Leave with them, come with. Pray for them, pray for them, pray for the bad mind. Leave with them, come with. Pray for them, pray for them, pray for the bad mind. Leave with them, believe yourself, not the world. I hear a fall that are you.
In the next chick, no need for you to ever sweat the next chick. With speed, I make the best chick see the exit. Indeed, you gotta know you're thoroughly respected by me. You get the keys to the Lexus, but no driving. Got your own 96 whip up the ride and keep you right tighter than Versace. That's why you gotta watch your friends. You got to watch me. They conniving. The first chance to crack for bang, they'll try me. Only get his 50 cent francs and papayas from the village to the telly. Time to kill it on your belly. No question, have more black chicks between my sheets than S's. They say sex is a weapon, so when I shoot, meet your death in less than 8 seconds. Still pounding in your afterlife, laughing. My thing is tight. Who you asking, Rob?
Ain't no like the one I got.
No one can do you better.
Sleeps around, but he gives me a lot.
Keeps you in diamonds and leather.
Friends, they tell me I should leave you alone.
Ha ha. Tell the freaks to find a man that they own.
Fresh to death in Moschino. Coach bag, looking half black and Filipino. Faking no jacks, got you a beat but a feeling point. Surrounded your feet and Jonah Davis and Charles Joy. I keep you thug but love, you know these be making me weak. Y'all know how it goes, B, and so I creep. I've been sinning since you've been playing with Bobby and Kenny. You can't change a player's game in the ninth inning. The chrome rim spinning keeps them grinning. So I run way above them and wrinkle they face like Lennon. I play hard in till they say God. He's keeping it real, Jigga stay hard, Lord, don't even trips. I never slip. Get a grip. What you don't see is what you get. Weapons concealed. Tell me what y'all feel. When your brothers play sick, we can all get it.
But there ain't no one like the one I got.
No one can do better.
Sleeps around, but he gives me a lot.
Keeps you in diamonds and leather.
Friends, they tell me I should leave you alone.
Tell the freaks to find a man that they own.
No lie, promise to stay monogamous. I try, but love, you know these be making me weak. Y'all know how it goes, be, so I stay deep.
What up, boo? Just keep me laced in the illa snakes. Bank rolls and whips, back rubs in a French tub. Mackin' his trick, wifey boo. So when you flip that dough, remember them days you was dead broke. But now you're styling, I raised you, basically made you into a don, flipping weight. You know my nana is all that. That's why I get brigettes, 5 carats and all that. From Dolce Gabbana to H. Bendel, I'm ringing bells. Now who the player? I still keep you in the illest gators. Tailor made, the layup in the shade, reminiscing on how I sex the best. And especially when I'm sipping Baileys. Don't give a damn how you move with them other mommies. I push the Z, eating shrimp scampi with rocks larger than life. Not them Reebok broads. You made it known who the wife was. I got you fronting in Armani sweaters before this rap thing when you was in levers and hooped out Berettas and E-classes. We're more.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm working on dying.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Montreal. You know how we're doing things this morning. It's our 3rd year anniversary. It's the Morning Detour. We're getting warmed up here. You can join us live on YouTube, on Facebook, The Morning Detour. You know how we're doing things. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. You know what, this morning, let's kick it off with some R&B mix. And from there, more fire. Let's go into it.
That shit you tell Chanel, I wish that's how you call me. That raw shit, that honesty, yeah. You know I love you more than all them niggas put together. And it's a lot.
niggas trust, I put the list together. And it's a lot just to assume we're meant to be together. You gotta live that shit for real, you can't just say whatever. You can never tell nobody that you held me down. If it was ride or die, then you should have been there right now. So I don't care how you're yelling at me. How much I gotta spend for you to pipe down? How deep I gotta dig for you to pipe down? All the things I've done up until right now. I need 1,000 pages just to write it down. Writing down these feelings, it's been overdue. Don't know how many pens it's gonna take to get over you. How much I gotta pen for you to pipe down? How deep I gotta dig for you to pipe down? Tried to run it back 100 times. The world is yours, but the city's mine. Can't believe you put it on your mother's life. Can't believe you told me it was ride or die. Cause you're not here somehow, you're still alive. True enough, I knew you from the other side. I set my expectations way too high. Yeah. And I would listen to the lies that you would tell all night. Angel eyes, but you've been giving me hell all night. I know the book that you would write is a tell some, not a tell all. Just to make sure you well off, you would sell all rights. Why does your ex think we beefing? Is that man all right? That nigga can't even look at me. He fell off twice. And I'm back popping. I still remember the day I saw you. I was on your ass like back pockets. Niggas love to hate, but what is that stopping? So much shit I wanted to say. Straight to your face. But you're so two-faced that I don't know which face. You're the reason we'll be going separate ways. You're the reason we cannot communicate. It's not the things you say, it's what you don't say. I'm not in your way, in your own way. So I don't care how you're yelling at me. How much I gotta spend for you to pipe down? How deep I gotta dig for you to pipe down? All the things I've done up until right now. I need 1,000 pages just to write it down. Writing down these feelings, it's been overdue. Don't know how many pens it's gonna take to get over you. How much I gotta pen for you to pipe down? How deep I gotta dig for you to pipe
with
down?
With every record, I be asking the masses to tune your hearts to me. I represent intelligent niggas that grew up harshly. But lately I've been questioning, second guessing whether or not I've got something to offer since I done eluded poverty. Or has the money watered me down? That truth is hard for me. Like the second time I got cut from the junior varsity. Fighting back tears, I promised to switch gears and said to myself, whatever you do, you won't do it partially. From this day forward, I move with a new ferocity. Ferrari coupe velocity, a fail-proof philosophy. Success is in the effort, so if a nigga tried his hardest, I'm at peace knowing God ain't did it in this group of cars for me. Some people say that I'm running third, they threw the bronze at me. Behind Drake and Dot, yeah, them niggas is superstars to me. Maybe deep down, I'm afraid of my luminosity. So when you see me on red carpets, I'm moving awkwardly. Posing all nervous, afraid of the judgment. And the thought of showing too much in my day is repugnant. I be keeping my kids away from the gaze of the public. Cause these days it feel like hate is their favorite subject. Fuck it. Attitude like a young O'Shea with an AK. Aimed at your brain, violate and I bust it. I don't play when it come to family, that's one thing I refuse. Pimping their kids out for views or just to be in the news can never be me. I piss in a celebrity tea. God with me on this record, this is Heaven's EP. The tale's official. The best nigga breathing it, breathing it, breathing it.
They said we couldn't make it. They said we couldn't make it to three. We couldn't do three, Lolo. See, the first year, that was a fluke. You know, we kind of just stumbled upon it a little bit, right? And then you got the second year, it was kind of like Young and the Restless. It was kind of... Hold on, Maddie. And then you had the second year, it was kind of like MTV Road Rules or Diddy making the band. We got... It was like Musical Chairs up here.
Oh, boy.
And then the third year, you know, okay, we're scientific now. We're proven now. We're 3 years in. Listen, man, I'm going to let Drake talk, man. We have 4 hours this morning. It's the morning detour. You wait all week for this. We are streaming live on Facebook, on YouTube. The morning detour. Lorena XO in the building. DJ Maddie in the building. The city listening. Oh, we got a whole bunch of giveaways this morning. Louise, I'm going to apologize off top for this morning. We have an R&B mix. We have a Heart of the City mix. I got some of the top songs from Montreal artists. And also, you know, I had to do a little bit of trap and drill. I feel like I'm not playing enough Future in the morning. Montreal, my city. Brandon Ulala, try a thing. I'm on it. It's early.
It's the pretty boys versus the petty boys. Sold that already, got a whole new set of toys. Shit is so surreal, Drizzy Drake, you better enjoy it. Nothing else bigger than the OVO Letterman boys. Cashmere knits for the nighttime boat rides. Ollie got the first edition parked up roadside. The only sign of struggling is coming from those guys. I'm trying to just relate what I can see through my own eyes. And nothing tell the truth like the eyes will. Live so much for others, don't remember how I feel. Friends in high places and friends that are high still. Still manage to moonwalk straight through a minefield. And then I come back to tell you how that feels. Build this house for us all, pain in my back still. You niggas gassed up, you couldn't pay the...
Yeah. Montreal, my city. It is October 15th. It's about 7:10 in the morning. You are locked in the number one morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. DJ Maddie. Lorena XO. We 3 years deep. Oh boy, the drama this morning. We go until 11. 7 to 11 this morning. Oh man. We got giveaways. We got great guests. This is going to be one for the books. We're coming to you live. The Morning Detour. That we own is my
tootsie's money. Nigga, I'm wildin' with your bread. You owe it to me. CJ grab racks out the bag and throw it to me. They don't want a problem with the boy, but it's going to be. Trust in my brothers is as strong as I know it should be. Future sign of contracts, he don't even show it to me. I don't have to second guess nothing with no one I love. About to build a second guest house because we growing too much. Think I got to scale the love back. Cause
what you mean to me. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. The city's on fire and people are in denial. Charges being labeled, we'll see what they do at trial. I'm calling this shit from now. Sweetheart deals that the judge has been handing down. I haven't been able to see family for a while. That shit is wearing me out. I used to hide my pain in Delilah behind the bar till my niggas carry me out. And if money's all I need in my grave, then bury me now. I know I tend to talk about how I got a fortune on me. But with that comes the politics the city been forcing on me. Man, I can't even RIP and show my remorse to the homie. No, I carry the guilt of the city's misfortunes on me. I even got the cleaning staff plotting extortion on me. My parents' divorces on me. My therapist's voice is making the choices for me. And I always censor myself, cause no matter what they reporting on me, the pressure is weighing on me. Career's going great, but now the rest of me's fading slowly. My soulmate somewhere out in the world just waiting on me. My chef got the recipe for disaster baking slowly. My heart feel vacant and lonely, but still, I'm making the most of this shit and more. Every single move is like rolling dice on a board. Seen too many brothers get 25 from the boys. I'd rather see all of them get 25 from the Lord. And if the last negotiation made you pay me 25, well, this is the perfect time to give me 25 more. I'm bigger now than before. Co-parent of the year, we figured out a rapport. No fair with Drizzy made on the second leg of the tour. How can anybody tell you the truth?
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey, that's a vibe. That's a vibe right there, Maddie. Hey! Montreal, my city. Hope you guys are getting ready for school, getting ready for work. If you're coming off the overnight, salute to you. To all our Uber drivers, all the STM drivers, man, our hats off to you because it's misty outside. I feel like I'm in Harry Potter, Lorena.
Woke up this morning and I looked to my left.
Yeah.
Thought you were here, babe.
Oh, man, the best morning show. DJ Maddie's Walla Lola. Shout out to everybody listening to us online. If you're in your car, stuck in traffic, you somewhere in Montreal. You know that detour is real, Lorena, so.
It is.
So So things is happening. We have a lot of guests this morning. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. This is the premier morning show, The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Wheezy Moon Chaser, alongside Larina XO. This is our 3-year anniversary. We got a lot of guests this morning, but let's vibe a little more. Let's vibe a little more. We'll get into that.
Realizing got a sudden pain in my chest. Thought you were near me, baby. You posted up in London in the house that we rent. Yeah, how's it doing, baby? I'm working on my music, but today I'm upset. Yeah, I really miss you, baby. You were here, baby. Realizing got a sudden pain in my chest. Thought you were near me, baby. You posted up in London in the house that we rent. Yeah, how's it doing, baby? I'm working on my music, but today I'm upset. Yeah, I really miss you, baby.
Yes, 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 yes. Yo, this feels weird. We live, Larina.
You're live.
Facebook.
Streaming.
Streaming, oh, man. I got that cut, man. We looking right. We looking right. Montreal, my city. We've done over 150 episodes. We've given away TVs, cell phones. How much merch have we given away? Has a community radio show ever given away 54-inch smart TVs? And we gave away two of them joints.
Not that.
We have interviewed actors, celebrities, entrepreneurs, millionaires. Man, who haven't we not done? Artists, OVO Camp. Shout out to Warner Music Canada. Louise, I apologize this morning. The music might be a little bit mixy than you guys are used to. But we go until 11 o'clock. If you are tuning in and you have to go to work, I know some of y'all got the computer screen. Y'all's working from home. Log on to the YouTube. Log on to the Facebook. It's the Morning Detour. We have Hall of Fame DJ, DJ Maddie in the building. Man, Lolo. Do you ever think we'll go this far?
No. You never know what to expect.
When we first became friends and, you know, you start seeing I had somewhat of an open personality. Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to try some things, right?
You call it open personality.
Did you think this is where we'll be? And I know we're not serious yet. I know we're not top of the hill. But let me tell you this. Our little morning show, we had Janella Massa. She does Tonight with Janella Massa for CBC. And that's top of the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, I got Sean Henry in my DMs. That's CBC. That's top of the mountain.
No, there's a lot of great people that reached out to you that noticed, like, the hard work that you're doing, noticed your talent. So it's been really good just to see those people recognize everything that you've been doing. Yeah. So I think that's been pretty dope.
I always tell people the story about how we became friends, but there's a caveat that I always leave out. How did I get you to buy into this? I've always wondered about that. Because people are saying, man, yo, Larina's been hanging with you. Larina's been sticking with you.
You know what happened?
Hold on. My mom figured out how to do FaceTime video with the iPhone now. She keeps calling me. Now, relax. We live. The city listening. But I always tell people about, you know, I had the fortune to be my friend. But I never asked you, what made you go this journey? We've been doing this thing for about 10, 15 years. Mixtapes, shows. We've traveled. What did you see in me? And it's like, okay, I could trust. Because, you know, I'm a little bit unpredictable. And you're a little bit more of a straight arrow.
You're very unpredictable, but it's because we had classes together.
Yeah.
And you being the person you are, just, you know, plop down right next to me. So every class, I had Wheezy Moon Chaser sitting next to me. So obviously, we're going to talk in the class, right? So then I guess I got to know you more. And I'm like, okay, He is a cool dude, a little crazy, a little out there, but a cool dude.
You know what? I think at heart, I'm more reserved. I think I got reckless moments. I think I'm a recluse at heart, but I got reckless moments. I think that's where I'm at with it. Some Weezy Moon Chaser. This the morning detail. We're kind of like Star Trek. Luina's like Aurora. She's the head of communications. DJ Maddie's manning the ship. I'm Captain Kirk. I'm Weezy Moon Chaser. For the next 4 hours, boy, we have a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff going on.
So start off around 8:30, 8:40, we'll do some of the top stories leading in this country and leading in the city. So Quebec delays COVID-19 vaccine mandate deadline for health workers. So we got pushed back 30 days on that. So glory be unto God for that one, because I was about to lose a whole bunch of money. Canada, U.S., they're going to open the board in November. Mm-hmm. It's about to be a crazy Thanksgiving in New York. Enjoy it while you can. Science alert says dropping oxygen will eventually suffocate most life on Earth. It's going to happen
Where
in a billion years. It's science
things?
Alert. It's going to happen in a couple billion years. Montreal, major polluter of St. Lawrence as E. coli plumes drift to Trois-Rivières. Wow. I don't know who's swimming in the St. Lawrence River, but it's a thing for some people.
I know there's a lot of activity going on with people with their boats and kayaks and all that stuff,
right.
But I would not put my body in there.
Quebec, Ottawa is urging to take in Haitian refugees after thousands detained, expelled at U.S.-Mexico border. Let's take all the Haitians in, man. Mm-hmm. Let's bring up the uptake of griot and good rice in the city. Let's bring all the Haitian people in, man. Shout out to my people in Montréal, Nord, Pied-Neuf, Laval, Dagenais. Yo, Luna, shout out Saint-Michel one time, man. Let me get your French to Saint-Michel and a Haitian one. Saint-Michel, Saint-Venem. Shout out to all my Haitian compadres in the city. Montréal, no, I see you. Let's mix it up a little bit here. Sophia, the first android with citizenship, now wants to have a baby robot. Oh, listen, Montreal, tune in at 8:30, 8:45, because when I go into this news, so, okay, you get the android robot a citizenship, but now she wants a robot baby.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be the next step?
We have an all-star crew of guests this morning. We have Kimara Moolah. I call her Kim. She's the queen of the mood. She has a beautiful playlist called Moolah Mood. I think it comes out every Friday or every Monday. It's on Spotify.
I think it's every Monday.
Yeah, I even created a joint. Malisha, he has a joint too. A lot of people have a joint. She's the queen of the moods. She's a respected broadcaster, content creator. She's everything in life. We have recording artist Tegan. He's coming on the back end of the show. Coach K, Good Fit Fitness, Fitness and Wellness. He's coming on. Because now's the time, Luina, for people to start getting ready. If you want to get that summer body, it's in these winter months. You got to kind of fabricate and kind of build this kind of energy.
Definitely. I agree with that.
We're going to do a little politics because I know, like, you know, you've been reaching out. We have two candidates.
At your request. Don't put it on me. Your request. You said it live on air October. We're dedicating to politics.
You make it seem like it's a bad thing that we're trying to inform people.
No, it's a good thing. So I'm just doing my job. There's a lot of candidates. There's over like 70 candidates. You got to figure out which one's the book from which areas. Have it relate to our audience, of course, because it's for them.
So this morning we have Stephanie Henry King. She's the candidate running for the Southwest. And we have Matthew Kerr. He's running for the mayor of Côte d'Ivoire NDG. Oh, he's going against Lionel Perez. Well, let's see if he has different views and different agendas and different action plans for Côte d'Ivoire NDG, because that's my neighborhood. And we're coming to you live from DG Kick 6714 Field. And you can pull up. We got some extra chairs. Try a thing. You know, they sponsored some drinks this morning. So we feeling good this morning. DG Kicks, the leader in clothing, sportswear. He even got some electronics. You get yourself a little bike, a little scooter. Get yourself prepared for the holidays. DG Kicks located at 6714 Fielding. The leader in everything fly. So, Lolo, I think we still got some more people here this morning. Is that everybody? We still got some more. We got some games. We got some giveaways.
Yeah, we also have Helen from Distillery Staticone that's coming. So she's going to give us some drink recipes and let us know the history of that, too. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's going on. Let people know some of the giveaways. We're going to do. We're going to open up the lines. You can call us at any time. Let us know how you feel about us. Try not to call when we have an interview going on. But the number is 514-448-4013. One more time. The number to call in. Let us know how your morning is going on. Let's know your favorite morning detour moment. You just want to give us a shout out. 514-448-4013. Shout out to PTX Freighters. They're out there in the streets. You know what I mean? Shout out to Black Entrepreneurship, because we have to move all the packages. I love black men owning their own companies. This is the only way we're going to move forward. It's the only way we're going to move forward. So it's the morning detour. We're going to ruffle some feathers this morning. Because, as I get more excited with the intros, as the sun overlooks the mist and the fog this morning, Larina.
Maybe you should put the blame on Tri-Ting. That's what...
I got B-Fool Lala, man. He went crazy on this one.
He did go crazy.
That one last night mashed me up. I ain't even gonna hold you. Now, Larina, real quick before we cut to some more R&B, and we got some fire this morning, DJ Maddie on the ones and twos, Gardens of the Galaxy. What is so far? You know, we've done a slew of episodes. We've interviewed a slew of people. What was your favorite morning detour moment?
Favorite moment? I don't think there's just one favorite moment, but there's been certain things that have happened that are, like, really funny. Mm. Like, I even remember, like, the first show trying to get everything together and then having, like, the coordinator, programmer Tamara with us, helping us through. We've had the giving away the TVs, the cell phones, because that was something that's kind of like a first
right
across the board. So that was pretty cool.
Whoever called us has to call back. They gave it. It went right through. I don't know what's going on. I hope it works. I tried at CKT, but yeah.
What is your favorite?
Man, there's been so much. When I did the Good Friday the first time.
Okay.
I think when I did the Good Friday the first time, because that's why I knew. Okay. Now we're gonna take it to a certain level of pageantry. Now, right now we're gonna have fun with it. And now we're streaming now, so now you're really gonna see us get in. And eventually, we're gonna get DJ Maddie into the picture as well. We gotta position this camera better. But yeah, when I did the Good Friday, because you know what I mean, yeah, I should have been a pastor, not because I want to be preachy. I just feel I look good.
There's always time.
I just feel they might backtrack some things I did in my 20s. Am I gonna shake out?
Is it redemption?
Redemption? Like, I don't know. You gotta get DJ Maddie a thing. He's about to be a pastor. But yeah, I might go back though. I should become a pastor, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you really want to do eventually.
But my love for women is so strong. Like, who can't be a woman, a priest
or
a pastor?
Have you not seen the headlines?
I'm not trying to be... See, this is how they get in trouble. I'm not trying to be a headline. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, hold on. We got a call coming through here. Hold on a second. Hello? Yeah, what up? What's going on? Who this? Oh, look at this guy. He don't even say good morning. He goes straight into the promo. Hey, listen, it's Slay from Dope on the Table, available on all streaming platforms. Slay, I'm happy you called, man. I appreciate you, brother, man. Yo, thank you for the recommendation for the Hard the City mix. You guys are a gem at Dope on the Table. What's going on this morning, brother?
Well, you know, you guys on my Friday morning,
ride to
work. So, you know, I just had to call and give, you know, my happy...
Third. Yeah, man, we appreciate you, Slay. Don't worry, we're gonna jump some fire right now. DJ Maddie's singing me, but we're gonna jump some fire. Slay, well, you gotta come on the show eventually. You know, listen, I'm urging everybody to leave work and come down to DG Kicks. 6714 Fielding is turning up this morning. Slay, I appreciate you. he's like, yo, Truce, I might call in sick, but Slay, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Easy. Well, that's great, man. Okay, well, it seemed like it worked.
I think it worked.
It seemed like it worked. it looked lower on the thing, though. It looked lower on the butt, though. But we'll check it out. Let us know. RG, if you're listening, let me know how the call with Slay sounded. If it was too low, I'll make it proper. You know how things is going on. So, yeah, man, it's the Born Detour. We're going for 4 hours. Shout out to everybody listening to us online. If you're in your car, you're going to work, things is happening. There's a lot of wild news, man. There's a lot of things going on.
A lot. Every day. And it's no matter where you look on social media, on the news, in the newspaper, there's like different things that are happening, different things people are reporting, but it's wild out here.
Yo, I know you're not a sport person, but I know you're a New Yorker at heart. Mm-hmm. Where are you with this Kyrie Irving thing?
Well, I'm gonna talk about it in my section because that is a big headline that has been happening. I mean, it even woke up, what's his name? Stephen A. Smith out of bed. Yeah. Yeah. So he could go back on and give his opinion. Because he's been going hard about it. But yeah, we're definitely going to talk about it because it is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. People are saying he didn't hear the phone call, man. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta figure this thing out. All right, let's go to a commercial and let's figure this thing out. DJ Matt disappeared with the set. DJ Matt is coming this, man. Let's play some music. me figure out this phone situation, man. It always works at the studio, but never works when we're here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should push it in. Can I see the USB thing? Maybe I should push it in. Okay, we'll try that. I'll push it in and see how that goes. I think when it's up, it's online. When it's down, it's the USB. All right, DJ Maddie's The Morning Detour. Coming up next, we have Kim from Moolah Mood. Supposed to be pulling up. I'm going to play this R&B game. I have this game for you. And you
I'm excited. Play? I want to play.
I'll listen. The questions are so-so. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no.
It's The Morning Detour. You know how we do things.
Button on you, going to church. Load them in them, going to work. And we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. And we slide. Got me feeling like the realest on this earth. Trying to wash away my sins, I've been doing dirt. If I press a button on you, going to church. Load them in them, going to work. And we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. And we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. Putting it in for all my dogs and never made it home. Spending nights all in the booth and I didn't stay alone. Trying to chase 100 million, it won't take me long. When all these went against me, it just made me strong. And I don't need nobody help, I do it by myself. Been taking risks before the fame, I keep it by my belt. Ain't have a dollar to my name, you don't know how I feel. So how the f*** judge me when you ain't never loved me? Going to war with f***, I grew up with trying to slug me. Used to hug that corner every night, but it ain't hug me. Sipping on a cold hug, grimy, thirsty, hungry. Streets for my religion, left my mama for my homies. And we all slide, if he all sighs. When they call my homies slipping, it's like we all die. Thinking about it close together that day, we all cry. Popping we all high, turn me savage. I got traumatized from homicides and all these caskets. Got me out my mind, can't go outside without that ladder. I grew up in failure where your dreams will get shattered. Bullets hit the window, all you seen was scatter. It don't matter. Love my daddy, kindergarten, I got better. When I was 12, was living in hell and lighting that gas up. So by my daughter, no, we gon' mess up. Got me feeling like the got me feeling like the realest on this earth. Trying to wash away my sins, I've been doing dirt. If I press a button on you, going to church. Load them in them, going to work. And we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. And we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. Putting it in for all my dogs and never made it home. Spending nights all in the booth and I been staying alone. Trying to chase 100 million, it won't take me long. When all these went against me, it just made me strong. And I don't need nobody help, I do it by myself. Been taking risks before the fame, I keep it by my belt. Ain't have a dollar to my name, you don't know how I feel. So how the f*** judge me when you ain't never loved me? Going to war with f***, I grew up with trying to slug me. Used to hug that corner every night, but it ain't hug me. Sipping on a cold hug, grimy, thirsty, hungry. Streets for my religion, left my mama for my homies. And we all slide, if he all sighs. When they call my homies slipping, it's like we all die. Thinking about it close together that day, we all cry. Popping we all high, turn me savage. I got traumatized from homicides and all these caskets. Got me out my mind, can't go outside without that ladder. I grew up in failure where your dreams will get shattered. Bullets hit the window, all you seen was scatter. It don't matter. Love my daddy, kindergarten, I got better. When I was 12, was living in hell and lighting that gas up. So by my daughter, no, we gon' mess up. Got me feeling like the realest on this earth. Tryna wash away my sin, cause I've been doing dirt. If I press your button on you, going to church. Load them 30s and them glasses, they're gonna work. When we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. Yeah, yeah, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide, we slide. Yeah, yeah. My code offended, say he can't take no time. Say call the police, like Mary J. Blige. The federalists picked him up, this ain't no state time. I told him the safest way to talk is on a FaceTime. Yeah, slide in that Lamborghini, slide in the Buick. Fish parquet, clean diamonds, no cubic. My brother down the road with an iPhone. Told him don't get used to that, he know I'm getting him back home. I cry still tears and don't know why. They poked his reels first, they told him we gon' let it fly. Gon' let it fly. My mama told me let my pride stay to the side. But I had drank it like a pint. I made a mistake and killed the player. Keep the Glock when I pray, cause he won't save us. Yeah, they let a rat kill my neighbor. If
if I knew you would hate, would've told my dog, do me a favor. We slide if it's slide. We slide, we gon' slide if it's slide. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sometimes I show people love so they won't kill me, yeah.
I see her, she came with her, she came with her. I see her, she came with her, she came with her. Up with her friends, then we skirt off in the Benz. Oh, took her back to my crib, and I regret it. Cause she trying to feel like she asleep, so she tried to stay the whole week. I'm like, oh nah, she gotta go. Ask me her name, I swear I don't even know. They wanna know why the girl them dip on me, them I ain't green, them I ain't just sip on me. They wanna know why them loving my mom so much. Like, what is the reason? Mm-hmm. It's just the vibe from that guy. Put her legs in the sky whenever I pull up. She got her clothes off from the walk, and she won't waste no time.
No pandemic could stop this DJ. It's Matty
Phillips. I see her. She came with her. She came with her. She gon' slide right to my side. I know she pulled up with her friends. Then we skirt off in the Benz. Oh, took her back to my crib, and I regret it. She tryna feel like she asleep, so she tried to stay the whole week. I'm like, oh nah, she gotta go. Ask me her name, I swear I don't even know. They wanna know why the girl them dip on me. Them I ain't green, them I ain't just sip on me. They wanna know why them loving mom so much. Like, what is the reason? Mm-hmm. It's just the vibe from that guy. Put her legs in the sky whenever I pull up. She got her clothes off from the walk, and she won't waste no time. Oh, she don't want nobody else, I know. But I can't be what she wants. They all have the same story. They all want me to themselves, but I'm a.
She don't wanna go tonight. She don't wanna be alone. She would rather me turn on my phone. Don't take me high off her. Take out the clothes that I bought her. She want me to live up to the hype, but she don't wanna share me. I wanna tell her I got her, yeah. And this will be no problem, yeah. Little
oh man, man, you're going through the emotions this morning. We're going through the emotions this morning. Once y'all might see the number one morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour. We are locked in.
Whenever I pull up, she got her clothes off when we walk. She won't waste no time. Oh, she don't want nobody else, I know. But I can't be what she wants. They all have the same story. They all want me to themselves, but I'm a
girl is bad man thing. Girl them crown me king. Yeah, me a three best friend now. These just them.
Ready next. Good Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chase alongside Lorena XO. So we got our first guest in the studio now. She's a content creator, urban music, lifestyle, art. She's a broadcaster. She's been in the game longer than I have.
Oh, my God.
She's been killing it, killing it, killing it. Boy, listen, talk about a moolah mood. Who made you the queen of the mood?
Oh, my God.
Kimora Moolah is in the building. What's going on, queen?
Good morning, guys. I guess I'm humble, so I'm not going to call myself a queen. But I don't know. I just decided to curate some music because I always been drawn to music. I think music saved my life a couple times.
Saved your life a couple times, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm always about vibes and just like being myself. So I think it's a good way also for people to know how I rock, how I vibe. So just, you know, moolah moods, different moods every month.
No, but before we get into the moolah mood, for a long time, you was a top broadcaster. You got the hot show. You was keeping the East together. You was holding down French rap. She was like Entertainment Tonight for the French side.
No, definitely. I agree.
Thank you, guys.
Like,
I do miss the radio, to be honest. Like, whenever I hear you guys, I'm like, oh, my God, I miss it.
Hey, listen, you can always pull up. You can always pull up. Don't be a stranger. We always have extra seats. There's always a mic for you over here at the Morning Detour.
Thank you.
But speak about your experience being on the radio, because we always viewed it as your show was the French version of our show on the Friday morning. Then you ran at 7 at night on Radio Centreville.
Yeah.
But speak to us about that experience and the pressure of, like, how did you kind of figure out? Because even, you know, I tell you all the time, yo, we got to kind of figure out, like, which artist to put on, like, you know, what vibe to push. How did you kind of figure out, especially from the French side, and there's so much more music, and they're a little bit more organized than the English side. I ain't going to lie to you.
We always had that discussion about French versus English artists, but yeah. I always wanted to see both prosper and, like, you know, be big in the city. But I don't know, what was our question again?
No, I was asking how did you kind of figure out what artists to bring for interviews, what songs to play? Because you had a great DJ as well, too.
Yeah. Well, shout out to DJ Motorious, who I hosted the show with. We had a lot of invitation, of course, but the hottest artists would always want to come at the show. So that helped a lot. It created a lot of buzz. And, of course, artists always want to showcase their talent, right?
Of course.
So we started with that. Then there was the Freestyle Friday. So there were some guys coming for freestyles, which was really funny.
Now, were you nervous when you did Freestyle Fridays? Like we haven't started doing that yet, but we were starting because, you know, I'm tired of looking at Sway doing his five fingers of death. So I want to get something popping here tomorrow. Right? Detour. Are you ever nervous? Because you guys had, you know, now we have the glass thing at DJ Kicks, but Radio Centreville, you're surrounded by glass. Like, you're right there on St. Catherine.
Yeah, it was CBL on the corner of St. Laurent and St. Catherine. So everybody would stop by. Even people would try to come in because it was, like, so crazy. But honestly, you guys need to bring it, especially from the English side. Like, when you have people like Brandon Doren, he actually came and killed it for everybody. He, like, we had a little competition. He didn't win, but he was definitely, like, the runner-up. But on the English side, you guys really need to have it. Because for French, they definitely have it now with the warm-up show. But it would be interesting on the English
side. See, we're just a little bit nervous in what dudes are going to say. Because the couple of dudes that I like right now, shout out to my boys, Neruda and Joe Compadre. I call them the Montreal D-Block. I'm a little nervous. Some people sent me some music for the show, for the Heart of the City mix, which we're going to go into, I think from 8 to 9. I don't know where I put it. Yeah, from 8 to 9. Some of the things were sounding crazy to me. I was like, how are you guys in the studio in 2021 and still making non-clean versions of the song? Like, how do you guys want to get on radio?
True. I had a discussion with somebody, especially this week. And I don't know. It's difficult, but I'm not calling the artist lazy, but... Yeah. You have to put in a little work. Like, if Vibes Cartel can do it, you guys can definitely do it.
Okay.
You can have a clean and dirty version.
Listen, definitely Vibe could do it. Anybody else could do it. So talk to me about Moolah Mood. For the last... Listen, you've been holding out the whole pandemic with this. Yeah. As I want to say, for the last couple of while.
Yeah.
It feels like Spotify's cutting you a check. It feels like you're boosting the streams for a lot of R&B artists. You're saving a lot of careers. What's going on with Moolah Mood? First of all, how did you start it? And where did this idea come by? It came from the homegirl. What's our mutual friend and your bestie there?
Sparks. Shout out to Sparks.
Yeah, LD Sparks. Premier makeup artist. M1.
Shout out to her, my bestie. Honestly, I came back from Europe that year. And I had, like, a dope picture that I took at a McDonald's. I know that's weird.
Yeah.
And I was like, and me and Sparks talked, like, a few months ago. And we're saying, like, maybe I should do different stuff so people could understand what Moolah, Kimara Moolah is. So then I said, fuck it, sorry.
No, it's okay. They know the more detail.
I'm just going to start curating my music and do some playlists. I always wanted to do that. So I just took this picture as my first cover. And then I started to curate some music. But just so everybody knows, it's Montreal artists and it's also, like, international artists. Yeah.
Where did you want to kind of take your vibe when you started doing the plays? Did you know it's always going to be like R&B? It's always going to be love. I see you have themes now. Yeah. You go through moods now. I was like, okay, she got a little trappy. She like Lorena a little bit. She got a little trappy.
Yeah, it's I need everything. Like, I had a special Moolah Mood with you know, with D-Block and Dipset.
Yeah, I love that.
The one just the Timbaland thing, just straight New York, like gritty music, and I have like one just for lovers. So it really kind of depends on the mood, but again, I just want people to vibe with me, so I think it's a good way to do that.
Well, you also said like you miss radio and everything. But I did see too, like during I guess the pandemic, you were interviewing people on your Instagram page, and you had like great interviews. You interviewed Ali, you interviewed Malik Shahid.
Yeah.
And there was like a lot of people that you interviewed, and it was really good. So is that something you're gonna continue to do?
I am, yes. Again, I'm always going with my mood, so people think I'm not really consistent sometimes, but it's really because I have to go with my mood. So sometimes as an artist, you're kind of thinking something and then you're like, no, I just want to wait and see. So it's like different, trying different things, but yeah, I definitely gonna bring back the
but
mood.
I think that's good because I think when you're like forced to do something, sometimes you don't put out the best product or
exactly. And I don't know if you guys felt like that, but during the pandemic, people wanted to do a live. They wanted to talk about relationship. They wanted to talk about this, that. So it became so saturated that I became a little, I'm not going to say grossed out, but
it made me sick. I was like,
yeah, and I was thinking about people that actually have like real passions, like, you know, you guys, another creator, and I was like, okay, thank God there are these people that no matter what happens, I know for sure that what they're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
But it was a little overwhelming, so now that everybody's
kind of calmed down a
little
bit,
we're going to get to the real.
Yeah, because everybody became a relationship expert. Hey, everybody was on live. Like, there's more people on live than there were TV shows on NBC. This show was crazy.
But they were yelling at you, like, if you're not doing this, if you're not doing that. And it's like, okay, calm down.
Everybody's like a guru or like a life expert, a life coach. Just be like, okay.
Yeah, just because you have a couple wins in life doesn't make you a life coach, doesn't make you a winner. A couple things have spinned your way, you're good. You know what I mean? It doesn't make you a life coach. No, I ain't the one. I ain't them gurus and stuff. People keep asking me, oh, Weezy, how come you're not on live? And I'm like, I say, listen, I'm good. This is my playground. This is my pulpit.
Exactly.
When I sit down on Friday morning, they want me for more days, they'll have to give me a bigger check.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you want to play. Now, you talked about the vibe, talking everything. I want to play an R&B game with you and Lorena this morning. Ooh. Okay, so I got
I have no clue what it's about, but I'm excited.
Even though we share Google Docs, I don't think she shared to this Google Doc. Let me try to get a little R&B instrumental here, man.
But that would be messed up if I looked at the game before and then the guest has no clue and
kind
I got to play against the guest.
Yeah, but I know you don't look at that doc, so you haven't seen what's on this here, so. So, okay, man, let's cue it up. Now, so I'm going to ask you guys some questions. It's about R&B. It's R&B related. I feel like you guys are both female R&B fans as well, too. So you guys got some joints in here. Okay, let's start off with the game. This is called the Morning Detour R&B game. So I'm starting with the first question. What number one Beyonce hit did Ne-Yo write?
Miss Independent.
No.
I was so confident. Yeah. Yes, to the left,
Yo,
right.
You said that with hella confidence. Moolah like, Mood in the building, available on Spotify. Listen. If you're looking for a vibe, she's got the vibe. How many playlists you got so far?
About 20, probably 22.
Spotify owe you a check.
Yeah.
Spotify owe you a check. That's a lot of work. People's like, you know, because, you know, kids in this era, they don't even know, like, how we came up, how we used to download music on Napster or LimeWire.
Oh, my God.
And even recording with the tape on the radio.
Yeah.
My God. Remember that?
And then burn the CDs. Now, pause and think about that for a moment. And think about how it is now. Like, we don't even go to stores to get the album now. We just stream the joint.
Yeah.
We used to burn the tape.
What's the last album that you bought? Do you remember? I think mine was probably...
Kanye, College Dropout.
That's the last album you bought?
Yeah, I think it was called Dropout, yeah.
But not on the year that the Dropout was released.
Yeah, I think that's the last one I got.
Damn.
That's what comes to mind.
No, I had like a problem. I had to stop.
I'm from the hood. We get all the, you know, Tony had all the mixtapes. You guys are getting the album versions. I already had the cut. Shout out to Tony and KT, the beat boy. I'm from Uptown. You know, shit. Oh, yeah.
My God, I think probably... Probably Kanye West too, or probably like Cameron's last physical album.
You look like a real New York Harlem chick. Like every time I see you in Timberlands, I'm like, this girl was made for Timberlands. Like
I'm a Brooklyn girl. Like I love Harlem, but I'm a Brooklyn girl.
You know, listen, shout out to all the Haitians in Brooklyn, all Flatbush, Utica Ave. You know what I mean? Shout out to Bobby's. You know how we get busy. Second question, I want to know. You know, you guys both claiming you guys are R&B heads. Which R&B artist asked for a last chance in 2009? Which R&B artist
Genuine?
Asked...
Oh, what? Listen, yo, look, my God. Ask me some Dipset music. Yeah.
No, I told you I was going to do R&B. I was going to do some street bangers for you.
Oh. You could have mixed it up. But
no, yeah. But she never said Dipset. I said, I'm going to do an R&B game with you. She's like, okay, cool. We'll do R&B.
I'm not female. We like R&B. Come on.
Okay,
but
okay.
Genuine is not female.
No, I didn't say it was going to be few. I said it was going to be R&B. Okay, this one you should get. Your finger should be on the buzzer, Miss Moolah. Singer Lauryn Hill was once part of which group?
The Fugees.
Well, I had to toss in an easy one. I didn't know you guys were going to get the hard one.
That's easy and that's easy.
Oh, sorry. My eyes went too far low. I skipped like two questions. Where are the members of Boyz II Men from?
Philadelphia.
Listen,
Motown.
I was gonna say Philly or Chicago.
Okay, what body part of Rihanna was insured for $1 million?
Her legs.
Yeah. Okay.
Because honestly,
Kim's on the board.
There was a period where like a lot of singers were insuring their legs. Mm-hmm. It was like the thing to do with one of the shaving companies.
Yeah.
So it was like Mariah Carey, Rihanna,
J Lo
too. Yeah. Yeah, there was a bunch of them that did that. But I will say this is kind of unfair because I play this game in my podcast that is supposed to launch today.
Ooh, congrats, girl.
I will say this is a bit, you know.
Why are you plugging your podcast so late? We've been off like 40, 50 minutes.
But it's a good way to plug it.
We're playing the game.
She saw the run. She's like, okay, I'm going to plug it in right here. Do you have that in your notes on your Mac? Like, what's going on there? What Alicia Keys album featured the song You Don't Know My Name?
Diary?
Yeah, Diary of Alicia Keys.
You know that. Like, I love...
No. This one's you. This is New York. Which Diddy protege collaborated with him on the 2009 Must Be Love? Diddy couldn't live without this person until he had to.
Well, there's Must Be Love. I know that ain't Mace.
It's a girl? Yeah.
Cassie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, Cassie?
What is the name of Whitney Houston's first album of the 21st century?
It's not Million Dollar Baby.
No.
Winning to Excel.
No. 21st century, my dude. Winning to Excel is like 93.
It's the song with It's Not Right, but it's the album.
Yeah, the album's called Just Whitney.
Just with me.
Okay.
I remember the cover. She had like short hair and she's like,
yeah.
Okay, my last question. I want you guys quick on the dial on this one. Which instrument is Alicia Keys most noted for playing?
The piano.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I like that he's supposed to be saying with so much attitude.
Yeah. Yo, Kim, let the people know how they can follow your playlist, how they can follow you. I know streaming on all platforms, but I know Spotify owes you a check.
Send me a check, Spotify.
Moolah Mood. Talk to them. Let the city know.
You can find me on Instagram. It's Kimaha Moolah. And you can also find me on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube if you want to just watch the videos. I also have some past interviews if you guys want to check it out.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. So just stay tuned for more projects.
I want to ask you before I let you go. Did we ask you about going to Mars last time you were here?
Going to Mars?
Yeah, we never asked you that question about going to Mars. Okay, cool, perfect. Okay, so we got you locked in. So we asked all our celebrities this question. Listen, we have it in the news, 8:30, 8:45. We're coming to you the news. We're going to run out of air. Way before the ozone layer, this is science alert. This is not hyperbole. This is not some kind of tabloids. These are the nerds that are in there doing the projects. We're going to run out of air. The ozone layer is crazy.
I believe it.
They've been terraforming. They just sent William Shatner to space. This is happening.
William Shatner?
Yeah. William Shatner has just went out to space. Yeah.
William Shatner, the Star Trek guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know Elon Musk has a ship. Yeah. And so does the guy from Bronson from Virgin.
Okay, yeah.
So he's the oldest guy to go out into space. That's a news report I got. I'll pull it up after in the commercial. We'll pull it up and I'll mention it. So I just want to know from you.
Okay.
Because we haven't had a lot of our Haitian counterparts on the show. I just want to know from you. We have a ship, me and RG, we have a ship going from Earth to Mars. They've been terraforming Mars. I'm not making this up. They're making Mars habitable. I got the word down, more than 10 letters. I got it down. You can take a seat there, Chief. So now you can go to Mars. Mm-hmm. We're going to take out a continent just for black people and visible minorities as well.
Yes.
Shout out to the indigenous. We're going to call it Marfrica.
Okay.
We're going to have our own basketball league, our own cricket team. Everything is going to be beautiful.
Okay, everything's thought through already.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cool. problem is we have Soka only going to be on a spaceship from Earth to Mars. There's no Soka on Mars. We're done with the Soka on Mars.
What?
I want to know what Haitian... I want to know, first of all, are you coming to Mars with us? And two, what Haitian dish you'll have to bring from Earth to Mars? Mm. It better be some legume. Maybe some legume, some griot. Legume, I don't know.
It's actually my favorite.
You a health nut, huh? Legume avec viande sans viande?
Avec viande? Avec chef. Or maybe a little pork. Yeah, I do eat pork.
Are you coming to Earth? Are you coming to Mars? Earth is dwindling down. The ozone layer. We're running out of air just now. Yeah. You know, you see the android now. They want to have babies. They're going to have a whole bunch of iRobot things going on. They already gave her citizenship. So I don't know what we're doing next.
Wow. But if I had to bring the meal, white rice, legume, avec un sauce pois. So that way we can get a lot of strength. We're going to be good.
Yeah, get it mixed up. I keep telling Lorena, you know, before I let you go, that people can fight me if they want. The Haitian community got the best rice. They can fight me if they want. They can fight me if you want. It could be yellow, green, purple,
just
brown.
Just say it. Yeah.
We got the best rice. Shout out, man.
There's no joke in that. It's the consistency, the everything, the cook time, everything's perfect. But respect to all of the rice. All rice matters, okay? I don't want any trouble.
No, I don't know no rice, man. But Kamara, it's always a pleasure having you. Listen, you always have a seat on our show. Moolah Moods is available on Spotify, all streaming platforms, Apple Music as well. Everything is beautiful.
And I just want to say, congrats, guys. I'm so proud of you. Like a black radio show. Like
they got rid of us. They got rid of everybody. They got rid of the beat. They got rid of everybody in Toronto. I feel like I'm the last of the Mohicans here. They're treating me like Chappelle. It's crazy. We got to get on serious very fast because we got
to
cut a check.
Well, you have to take a trip to Africa. You better plan that real quick.
I might not come back. You know, we got the Sports Academy down there in Kenya. You know, me and the guys there.
Grind
Now, Shine Later. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With Chris Jones, those guys. Yeah, we have a Sports Academy for kids. We got some youth boys off the streets. Listen, if I go, I'll come back. Yo, I don't have to wear no name brand. I could wear Crocs all day. I could wear T-shirts from Old Navy. I don't have to wear no jewelry. I'm just E, because they could barely say E improperly. That's going to be a beautiful thing. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Montreal, my city, Moolah Mood.
And shout out to Lorena, honestly. XL for your Crown project. You're so dope.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Keep going.
It's the Morning Detour, the number one morning show in the country. It's the mighty CKT 93. No, I'm messing up.
90.3 FM.
But in my mind, I feel like we should be 93.3 FM. That should be like 333, like Iverson.
Just stick to the station.
It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. It's our 3-year anniversary. We're going to 11 o'clock in the morning. DJ Matty wants it too. Let's jump back into some more R&B.
When I had so much.
Anniversary, you know we doing things.
I made a profile on Tinder.
This is my joint right here, Lorena. Jasmine Sullivan, her. DJ Maddie, you know we do things. The Morning Detour.
I made a profile on Tinder. Since you left me to be with her. Thing that means I'm getting desperate. Wish I could return to sender, but you don't love me no more. And I don't even know what for. Knew it was real when you blocked me. Now I sit at home judging my body. Wondering what I did to lose you. Why in the hell you been choosing? Why you don't love me no more? Yeah, and I don't even know what for. Just wanted something different. Still don't know what I was missing. What you asked, I would give.
these hoes be winning, whatever you win. Yeah. No hopeful girl like me, I come and be winning. You gon' make me a bodega. Maybe I should look like a stripper, wearing fashion over dresses. All the dudes be so pressed and impressed with it. You leave me with no choice. Oh, I can't do this good girl shit no more. You're wanting something different. Still don't know what I was missing. What you asked of. It ain't right how these hoes be winning. Yeah, they be winning. No hopeful girl.
That's right, Montreal. DJ Matty Phillip right here.
And I ain't wanna be, but you
gon' let's go, let's go.
Y'all niggas be making a sense. They say y'all don't know how we met. We started feeling like we don't.
Right here in the morning detour, the third anniversary. We're doing it big, baby, right here. At DJ Kicks. Special shout out going to all the supporters out there.
Why you must want something different? Still don't know.
I tell you, the decoration right here is sweet, boy. Shout out to the decor girls in the house who did the nice decoration, the backdrop. You know who we talk about, right?
Oh, oh girl, like me. How come, baby?
As we keep the vibes going, let's go, Montreal.
Don't make a hole out of me. A hole out of me. Yeah. That's what you wanted? That's what you get. A hole out of me. Look what you did, kid. Yeah, a hole out of me. See what you did to me.
Hey, hold on, Maddie. Hey, hold on. You can't play this like regular people.